Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's introduce our guest to the podcast today, Adrian Baines. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Hi, guys. My name's Adrian Baines. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time out of your productive schedule to be here today. We are talking to the number one digital marketing expert in the dental marketplace today, and we were able to get him on the show today, so I am pumped. Woo-hoo! He's got a lot of great
information. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right, let's get to our first question. Adrian, why don't you take a couple of minutes and just tell all our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So again, my name is Adrian Baines. I'm the owner of AMP Digital Agency. We help dentists reach new patients and increase their revenue by getting their internet marketing right. I live in the Twin Cities here with my wife and two teenagers. I've been working in digital marketing since 2008. Prior to that, I owned a direct mail business. So since February of 2000, I've been helping small business owners with their advertising and marketing. First in print, now with digital solutions. And over the years, I've worked with many different types of businesses, everything from carpet cleaners to restaurants and dentists, of course.
Great. Oh, that was great information. Thank you for sharing that. So tell me a little bit about how you got into this crazy world of digital marketing, because there's got to be a really good story there.
Yeah, it's still, I guess it is still kind of like the Wild West in a sense. I mean, you know, it's changing fast, but in 2008, I took a job selling digital marketing for a Yellow Pages company, and I worked there for a year and a half, and it was a good initial exposure and experience with digital marketing. I loved the industry, but I just didn't like the Yellow Pages sales model, you know, just a real high pressure kind of cheesy sales tactics. So I took a job with a small digital marketing agency. Fast forward to 2014. That's when I started my company, AMP Digital Agency.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So the whole world of digital marketing and, you know, trying to get new patients to find dental practices, you know, what is it that you love the most about doing that?
You know, I love helping clients earn profitable results from the internet marketing, seeing them achieve their goals and how it impacts their business and their personal lives. It's very rewarding and satisfying.
So you'd say you would have a passion for helping people to be successful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when you work with small businesses, you know, you're right there directly with the business owner, so you can see the impact for yourself.
Yeah, when you see the impact, you know, it's like right in front of you, and you see the results. That's very gratifying, just like you said.
Yeah, you know, we get together, whether it be a monthly or quarterly meeting. It's fun and exciting to hear our clients talk about, well, before COVID, right? You know, this awesome trip that we took to Europe, or, you know, to Costa Rica, et cetera, or, you know, pulling up in the parking lot and seeing a new car out in front of the clinic, or walking in and seeing new staff, you know, it's very rewarding.
Wonderful. I know with a lot of what we do, when you see the clients be successful, and it just kind of, you know, it gives you a good feeling, because you know that you helped somebody else, help somebody else out. Or like you said, you've made a really great impact on them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a really great quote. I can't remember exactly who it was, but they said, you know, you can get, and I'm going to botch it a little bit, but you know, you get what you want in life by helping others get what they want. Mm-hmm. So, something like that. So, yeah.
So Adrian, in the dental marketplace where you roam, you know, what separates your digital agency from all the other companies that, you know, you compete against? You know, what makes you unique?
Yeah. Great question. So there's a couple of things. First, we've developed a digital marketing strategy that consistently produces a minimum 3x return for our clients on their marketing budget. This is something that we've kind of honed in over the years. So second, we specialize in an SEO technique. And for those of you that don't know what SEO stands for, it's search engine optimization. But we specialize in a technique called Google My Business Optimization. And what that means is that when someone searches on Google for a dentist, we get our client shown right there at the top of the page in the map section. And that map section drives 50% of the new patient phone calls for a clinic. So if your clinic's not getting found in those map listings, then you're missing out on calls from new patients. And we can solve for that with our strategy.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I think probably there's probably a lot of dentists out there that have no idea about that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a great question when you think about like allocating money to marketing is, you know, with our formula, if you gave me $1,000 and I gave you $3,000 back, how many times would you do that?
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
All right. So then tell me this piece then, you know, what is it like to work with Adrian Bange? What is the experience that you provide when you work with a dentist? Because I think most dentists don't know this, Adrian, but they're in the experience business. They're not in the tooth business.
Okay.
And so, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, often dentists, when they come to us, they're frustrated or they're disappointed or confused by the lack of results that are getting from their online marketing. But after a free consultation with me, many clients will say, wow, no one's really explained it to me that way before. I think I'm starting to understand it. And, you know, in the process, I show them how they stack up against their competitors and how I can help them, you know, bridge a gap from, you know, where they are now, where they'd like to be, you know? So we put a plan in place to help them bridge that, right? And a lot of it revolves around the fact that I'm pretty laid back. I'm not a pushy guy. I'm pretty persuasive, but I'm not going to put sales pressure on someone, you know, to buy when we have a conversation. So, you know, the experience is it's purely consultative and helpful to the dentist. And you know, by leading with education first, they gain understanding and awareness and they start to trust me. Next, you know, they gain confidence in me. And then when we show them case studies, you know, live case studies of dentists succeeding online, they really start to buy into the idea that, you know, that it can work for them too. And after we bring them on as a client, they should start seeing results within 60 to 90 days, you know, measurable results. So, you know, it goes from frustration to excitement in a matter of 3 months when we start with, you know, working with a client.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, this is Adrian Baines. I'm the owner of AMP Digital Agency. We help dentists with their internet marketing. Getting you found online and increasing your bottom line is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of dentists and their practices for more than 10 years. So if you're looking for a digital marketing agency that can actually get you results, give us a call.
So then you're kind of like the digital marketing guru who actually listens to their clients.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, you know, every time we meet with a client, we do a strategy session. We really dig into where they're at now, where they want to go, who the competitors are, things that they specialize in, and we craft a plan around those objectives.
Nice. The power of a plan, Adrian. It's important.
Yeah.
So then, taking a little bit of a left turn for a second. So the trends that you're seeing in the digital marketing place that are going to be that are affecting the dentist currently, maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So things are constantly changing online. They change very quickly. That's why we recommend a dentist that they hire an outside expert and try to avoid doing it in-house. An agency like mine can do it better. We can do it for less money than, you know, trying to hire staff in-house. And I guess a new trend, something that many clients aren't aware of until we start working with them, is that on Google, specifically with Google My Business, there's a new feature that every clinic should be leveraging. And it's a messaging feature that allows people to message you directly from Google search. So if you don't have it turned on, then you're missing out on opportunities to communicate with people who would, I mean, they simply would like to message you versus pick up the phone and call you. And something that just hit the news wire yesterday with Google, I said Google My Business, but they're rebranding Google My Business to Google Business Profiles. And along with that is going to be new features, as well as they'll be taking features away. So things are always changing.
Change is the name of the game.
Yes.
And everybody loves change.
And for us, you know, it keeps us on our toes as SEOs. We're constantly learning and having to adapt.
Right. That's good. Thank you for sharing that. That's wow.
Yeah,
that's,
you're welcome.
That's news. That's great news. So then, you know, a question for you then, when you meet with dentists or you're meeting with prospects, you know, what are some of the questions that they have? You know, are there common questions that you get asked all the time? Like, what is SEO? You know, why should I care? I mean,
yeah, I think in business, there's a lot of type A personalities, right? And people that are, that are quite competitive. And one of the common questions when I first meet with someone is, why is my competitor showing up at the top of Google in that map section and I'm not? Mm-hmm. Or my competitors have a lot more reviews than me. How can I get more reviews from my patients?
Mm-hmm. And your standard answer is, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's what you need me for.
That's why you need Adrian.
Yeah, you focus on the patients, and yes, we focus on the digital marketing.
Nice. Do you find, Adrian, in working with dentists that, you know, you may have to meet with them more frequently, or you may have to spend some more time with them? Just are they out of curiosity?
It's on a case by case basis.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we're very engaged with the office manager. Mm-hmm. Other times it might be directly with the dentist, but more often than not, we're engaging with the office managers. And, we typically interact a few times monthly, and we'll schedule review meetings with them as they want them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to meet every month. Others, you know, especially after 6 months, a year, when things are really dialed in and running smoothly, they might not want to meet, you know, but maybe quarterly. Okay. But anytime there's a question, we're right there to help them.
So you put together a treatment plan based on what the patient wants.
Correct.
Just like the dentist.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm in. So Adrian Baines, top 3 or 4 suggestions for success online. Maybe if I can pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few for you. First, you need to make sure that you've claimed and verified your Google My Business listing, now Google Business Profiles. So that way you'll be found on Google Search and Google Maps. Next thing, clients don't like to hear this, but websites become antiquated within 3 to 5 years. So you need to keep your website updated and make sure that you have original content that you own throughout your website. Something that you want to avoid when you work with some of these larger dental website development companies is that they continuously publish the same content across many client websites, meaning they'll just change the name, the location, et cetera, while the rest of the text on the page is exactly the same. And this is across many different clinic websites all over the country. And this duplication is really frowned upon by Google. Google doesn't like duplicate content, and it really hurts your online presence. Mm-hmm. And if you're working with one of these companies and you have duplicate content on your website and they're doing SEO for you, that is a big red flag. And if you notice that you're not getting results from your SEO, that would be one of the first things that I would check, is to make sure the content on your website is original. The next thing I'd say would be, don't take a do-it-yourself approach to dental marketing. It's way too competitive to try to break through online. Plus, it's very technical. And like we said earlier, things are changing quickly. You need an expert to manage it for you. You know, I'd never try to fill my own cavity, right? So same thing with digital marketing. You need an expert.
What do you mean? I can't hire my uncle down the street to manage my digital marketing for me, or my brother-in-law? Come on.
You could if he's an expert. But I guess the last thing for today would be, you know, put a system or a process in place to get Google reviews from your patients. You need to be getting a consistent flow of reviews every month. Web savvy consumers, they're going to research you online before they call you. Even if you got the best referral in the world from a friend or a family member, people are still going to research you online. They want to know how well you treat your patients before they pick up the phone. And if your online reputation is less than 4 stars, you're not attracting patients online. You're actually repelling them. You know, how many 3-star restaurants do you like to eat at? How many 3-star vacations do you like to take and then recommend to other people, right?
So not many.
Yeah, you need to be shooting for a 5-star reputation online. And I mean, you can't make everyone happy, but we need to keep that reputation above 4 stars overall.
Now,
so those are my tips for today.
Okay. Now I'm going to say one thing. I think I'm going to just let all our listeners know you've got a reputation management software that helps the dental practices with that, the Google review piece and the reputation piece, correct?
Correct. When you do a good job and you ask someone, hey, would you write a review about me online? Everybody's going to say yes. But we're all busy and we forget. So we put a system in place that leverages text messaging and emails to follow up with those patients and send them a friendly reminder over several days, asking them for that review. And then, you know, after a few days, we just leave them alone. But it's really critical that you have some sort of a follow-up system in place to get those reviews.
Yeah, if you're a 3-star dental practice, I mean, you may be the best dentist in the world. You've got the best staff, and you've got the best, you know, practice management piece in place. But I mean, if they research you online and they don't see 5 stars or they only see 3, they're not coming.
Yeah, agreed for sure. And they want to see a most recent review too, especially if they're, you know, if it's someone that needs a restorative procedure.
Yes.
They're not just going to pick the top clinic on Google. They're going to pick the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And reviews are the best way to showcase, you know, your skills and your reputation online.
Yeah. People just don't let anybody put their hand in their mouth, unfortunately. It's not how that works.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
The Dental Breakdown Show. sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, this is Adrian Baines. I'm the owner of AMP Digital Agency. We help dentists with their internet marketing. Getting you found online and increasing your bottom line is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of dentists and their practices for more than 10 years. So if you're looking for a digital marketing agency that can actually get your results, give us a call.
So with everything you've talked about, you know, the programs that you've talked about, you know, what evidence do you provide, you know, for the fact that, you know, you've been investing some money with me and, you know, these are the results that I'm getting. So you can actually see that what I'm promising you, what I'm telling you we're doing, we're actually doing it. You know, just maybe touch on that real quick.
Yeah. So every time that we do a consultation with a prospective client, we're going to show them live case studies. And part of that is going our marketing boards, showing a prospective client that they're going to get a dashboard where they can track the performance of their digital marketing. They can track it across the web, everything from search to social. And we also provide call tracking and recording. So you can listen to phone calls from prospective patients. We also implement website form tracking. So when someone submits a message through the form on your website, we track that as well. Aside from that, noticeable increases in calls and patients are the best evidence that it's working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the dashboard piece, that's something where you would take them through that and train them on how to make that work, how
Correct.
That work. Okay.
Well, we set it up, you know, essentially all we have to do is just give, assign a username and password and teach them how to use it.
Well, Adrian, this has been great information. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown show today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, thank you again for taking the time. You know, for our listeners, you know, if they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about your digital marketing agency, you know, where can they go to get more information?
Yeah, thanks. So first you can email me, adrian@ampdigitalagency.com. I'll spell it out. It's ADRIAN. At A as in Apple, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, digitalagency.com. My phone number is 612-987-6873. You can check out our website too, ampdigitalagency.com. Right on our homepage, you should click the free consultation button or the free report button, and you'll get on my schedule. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have and give you a free strategy session.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.